7:41, and members of Congress will begin an investigation into the technical problems with healthcare.gov. It's the Obamacare website that has left many Americans frustrated by lengthy delays and, in some cases, incorrect estimates of insurance premiums. Joining us live, Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen. Congressman, great having you with us again. Welcome back to WTOP.
It's good to be with you again. Thanks.
Must drive you nuts. This is such an important program, and the rollout's been such a flop so far.
It's had lots of problems. I mean, there's no denying that, and I hope they get to the bottom of this really quickly and get it fixed, because we know that 20 million people around the country have accessed and tried to access the system. That does show that there's a lot of demand for more affordable care, but it's obviously incredibly frustrating when you're trying to purchase a policy or find out more about it, and you either can't get it or you just have, you know, a really difficult time accessing the system. So I hope our focus will be on getting the system up and running fast. We should also find out what went wrong, but our priority now should be getting it fixed.
It was no surprise when Republicans jumped on the rollout problems, but Democrats are starting to do the same thing, and we've been hearing more about concerns that the Democrats may start to fray a little bit. The unity may come apart on its support of Obamacare.
Well, I think everybody who has supported the Affordable Care Act recognizes that there is an important demand. I mean, as I said, we saw 20 million people flocking to these websites, and it is also important to keep in mind that there are important parts of the Affordable Care Act that were in place before October 1st and already providing important patient and consumer protections, you know, like the provisions that make sure that kids with pre-existing conditions can't be denied access. But everybody does want to get to the bottom of this. Our focus is on trying to get it up and running. You know, you mentioned some of the Republican criticism, and I do find it a little ironic that some of the folks who are, you know, now complaining that people can't get quick access to these plans are the same folks who shut down the government a few weeks ago in order to prevent these plans from even getting up and running. So there are obviously legitimate criticisms here. We need to get to the bottom of it, and we need to do it fast.
And what do you say to those critics, and many of them are Republicans as well, who are saying this is the perfect example of why government shouldn't be this involved in our health care?
Well, look, this is a question of technology. There are lots of examples of where government has done big things right. I mean, after all, government put a man on the moon. The government helped to seed the Internet. So there are lots of positive examples. But again, this is an example where things clearly have gone wrong, and we need to get it fixed. I would point out that if you look back at the headlines back in the 2004-2005 period when they rolled out an even a smaller plan, but still a sizable one, which was the prescription drug benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at some of the headlines from that period of time, and they also ran into a huge amount of problems.
Does that mean they didn't learn from that experience?
But it is to try and put it in a little bit of perspective that when you have a rollout of major comprehensive plans like this, we've encountered problems in the past. And the best way to deal with it is to have this, what you know, the president calls the tech surge. Let's just get as many folks on it as quickly as possible to try and fix it.
Now, I mean, the fact that we had problems with the medication program, shouldn't that have been something of forewarning that tells us we ought to be more careful about these things?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You said this has happened before, and if it happened before, why does it happen again? Shouldn't we have learned something from that?
Well, there are different pieces of this. As you know, there are some states where this is proceeding very well. I mean, you've got states like California, you got Washington, Oregon, where this is going well. In Maryland, it got off to a slow start, but it's still proceeding better than some of these federal exchanges. In Kentucky, they're going very well. So this is an example of, you know, let's figure out what is not going well with respect to many of these federal exchanges. As you know, in some of these states, there's been an active effort to sabotage the Affordable Care Act. I mean, you've got some states with governors who are very hostile to the whole idea, and they put up some roadblocks. But again, the main point is, as you said at the beginning, there is a need to get to the bottom of this fast. That's why you're going to have hearings today. You're going to have hearings next week in the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm sure there'll be others. And I hope we get to the bottom of it. I hope these hearings do not distract from the effort to get it right as fast as possible. I mean, there's a time for holding people accountable, and that should be done. But right now, the time is, you know, we need to use this time to get it right so people can access the system.
Next 4 to 6 weeks will be very telling. Congressman, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you. Thanks.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen.